For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. Costs mount for August's rally anniversary. A new redistricting scheme sticks to the party line. Florence continues to take a toll. And Virginia schools approach full accreditation. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, September 28th, 2018.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Charlottesville says it spent more than $921,000 on public safety work related to the one-year anniversary of the deadly white nationalist rally. The Daily Progress reports the city released a cost estimate yesterday and said it filed a notice with the state earlier this month that it's interested in applying for emergency relief. Officials say more than 375 city employees were involved in public safety operations, and the city spent $600,000 more this year than last, in part because they anticipated a full weekend of activities. Virginia State Police said last month that they spent more than $3.1 million to provide security. That amount includes police operations on 2 days and preparations leading up to the anniversary weekend. Police say around 700 troopers were in the area. On Wednesday, UVA's academic division released its costs, estimated at $423,000. Added to the city's costs, that brings the running total of agencies involved in the anniversary weekend of the Unite the Right rally to approximately $4.6 million, and it's expected to grow. Costs incurred for the anniversary weekend by the UVA Medical Center, Sentara Martha Jefferson Hospital, and the area's Emergency Communications Center have not yet been released. Virginia Republicans have advanced a plan to redraw a third of Virginia's state House districts. But as Mallory Nopain reports, lawmakers are still a long way off from agreeing on a final solution and fulfilling a court order.
This summer, a court declared 11 state House districts unconstitutional because black voters had been packed into the districts. That's the problem lawmakers are now tackling. The map supported by Republicans and passed out of committee Thursday was drawn by Delegate Chris Jones. Jones says he addresses the court's concerns by not taking racial demographics into consideration.
What they said was we used race data when we were building the map. And so the best way not to use that is to draw a map that's void of it.
But Democrat Marcia Price says that's the wrong tact.
Well, I think when the court specifically directs you to fix a problem that was created and surgically manufactured based on race, that it is irresponsible and impossible to fix it without looking at the racial data.
The legislation now goes to the full House. Jones says he's hopeful he can get enough Democratic support to get it passed. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
In a statement, Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says he's disappointed by the party line vote. The death toll from Hurricane Florence has increased again, nearly 2 weeks after the eye of the storm reached the Carolinas. A spokeswoman for the North Carolina Emergency Operations Center said yesterday that an 85-year-old man from New Hanover County died on Tuesday. The man contracted an infection in a wound he received while cleaning up storm debris on his property. The death toll now stands at 48 deaths in the Carolinas and Virginia, 37 of them in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper said Thursday that motorists still need to be on alert for high water, even as rivers recede and more roads open. Cooper says 1,500 people still remain in shelters. More than 550 people have enrolled in a program to stay in hotels while longer-term housing is arranged. Prosecutors say the man accused of fatally shooting a Virginia State Police special agent last year has entered a plea and won't face the death penalty. The Richmond Commonwealth's Attorney's Office said yesterday that Travis Ball entered an Alford plea to one count of capital murder of Trooper Michael Walter. In an Alford plea, a defendant does not admit guilt, but acknowledges that prosecutors have enough evidence to convict. Prosecutors say Ball won't face the death penalty at his sentencing on October 11th. The shooting happened in May 2017 when police say Walter and a Richmond police officer approached a car while on patrol. They say Ball, a passenger in that car, fired a shot and ran. Ball was arrested in Northumberland County about an hour after Walter died. And finally today, 92% of Virginia schools are now fully accredited. As Megan Pollard reports, that figure is up 8% from last year due to a new state accreditation system.
Previously, pass rates on student SOL tests were the single indicator used to determine school accreditation. But now other factors are being considered, like student growth. For example, if English language learners don't pass a state English SOL test, but do pass a proficiency assessment. Charles Pyle is with Virginia's Department of Education.
And so the focus is less on the overall rating for the school and more on the performance of the school on the various school quality indicators.
Those indicators include chronic absenteeism, dropout, and graduation rates. Megan Polly, WMRA News.
And I'm Christopher Correa. Bob Levege returns on Monday. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.